Well, praise God. Let's go before him in prayer. Father, we thank you so much for this day that you have made, for allowing us to rejoice and have fun and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for all the singing this morning, because it is a brand new day, because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you, Lord, that you inhabit the praises of your people. Oh, we honor you. We worship you. We glorify you. We exalt you this morning. Father, we thank and praise you for the reason why we can get up and do that this morning, because it's through you we move and we breathe and we have our very being. Father, we thank you so much for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord, for starting this call, oh Lord, for putting it on their hearts, oh Lord, and today we rejoice in it. We thank you, Lord, for blessing them immensely, Lord, and we ask that you touch Dr. P.K. while she is away, oh God, and that you continue to heal her body, and thank you for what you've already done. Father, we thank you, oh God, we just thank you so much for Dr. Vanessa, who has held tenaciously to this call. Oh, Lord, just order her footsteps and continue to shower her with your favor. We love you, Lord. We thank you for the DSD Leon family and for Artist Life, oh God, and for the vision that you have given them, Lord, and that they are mighty in you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you so much for our speaker who's going to bring a word this morning that we know will be just what we need to get us through this day, or get us through this week, and we know that we will be able to share it with somebody else, Lord. Touch them in a mighty way, all of you, Lord, and none of them, in the name of Jesus, Father, bless their going out and their coming in, and just rain down joy upon their life. Now, Lord, we thank you for each and every family member who has gathered this morning with a rejoicing heart. Father, you know what we stand in need of. We give it to you, and we expect, heavenly, we expect the results, Lord, that you have for us, the victorious results that you have. We give you praise. Now we just bind that old slew-foot devil in the name of Jesus, that this call will go forth with clarity. We thank you. We love you. We honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my family, this is Minister Willa, and as I always say, I love me some you down to my sanctified toes. Toes, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you, my dear.
God bless you, too. Good morning, Minister Willa, and thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer. And thank you for that great tag. Good morning, TMC family. And I join you, Minister Wanda, in welcoming you to the Master's Call from Chicago, Illinois. For all the first-time guests, we're excited that you took the time to be with us today, and we invite you to join us each and every morning, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Central Time, 5 a.m. Pacific Time, in the Telecommunications Sanctuary. We are so grateful that this call started in October the 20th through the 2nd by two anointed and appointed women of God. They are our co-founders, which is Dr. P.K. Roberts, Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother ego. Now, let me let you know about this, when this call, the scripture that we use is the scripture, this call, excuse me, was established on the scripture, Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We invite your family and friends to receive a blessing each and every day here on the Master's Call. And we encourage you to visit our website, www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themastercall.net. All messages have been archived on the site, as well as the bios of our speakers. You will notice our theme for the year is in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Willa have done, a host, as I am doing, or share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themastercall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Today is Friday, so please remain on the line to verbally Today is not Friday. I'm just moving. I'm moving out. Today is not Friday. It's Wednesday. So forgive me. Now, please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. Thank you so much. Many of us are blessed to be a part of a phenomenal God-ordained health and wellness company that's assisting millions around the world with healthier lives because of their awesome product. That great company is Artist Life, which was established by Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. We're excited about the new things God is doing with this company, especially the 72-hour weight loss system. All roads are leading to 4R, which will be held at All Roads Are Leading To. Go to your back office to get more information. You can get more information on the new morning motivational calls held Monday through Friday, right after this call. Well, not this call, I'm sorry. Right after the call on a Friday, you may be able to let us know what your prayer request is. The original, it has been originated by Platinum President Dorothy Cook. It is conducted by a team of great leaders that are giving vital information. And join us on that call right after this call. The number is 641-715-3865. The PIN code is 539-598-pound. Again, the number is 641-715-3865. 65, PIN code 539-598-POUND. I won't prolong the time because we're ready to hear the word. The TMC family, I know you are ready to hear the word. So get back to whoever have told you about this call. Get back to them, and they will let you know what Artist Life is all about. Brenda, are you there?
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Wanda?
Yes, I can. God bless Praise you. God. Take it away.
God bless you, and thank you so much, Minister Wanda. I tell you, you've done a phenomenal job, and this is our first time hosting you guys, and I tell you, God is so good. We're so grateful for people standing up and saying yes to the Master. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for being such a blessing to this call. And thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone. I tell you, you guys, if you're not on this call early in the morning at the beginning, you are missing a treat because we are praising God on this call. Give God glory. I want to take the time to say thank you, thank you, thank you to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who so lovingly I tell you, she's such a mother eagle to each and every one of us, and I glorify God for you and so appreciate you. And Dr. P.K. Roberts, she's in Switzerland, you guys. I'm sort of what they call spiritual jealous, but I'm so grateful to what God is doing in her life for her and through her. And I so appreciate you guys allowing me to take this time to share with the people of God. I don't take it lightly. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you have given us this day, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Father, for your anointing on this vessel this morning, Lord God, that your people will receive what you have for us today. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise for all that you're doing this hour, in this season. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, excuse me, if you guys were with us last Friday, and I think it was last Friday, I had the opportunity to share about our Redeemer lives. It's such a blessing to know that we have a Redeemer. And so I want to share with you just a little bit of part two about how our Redeemer lives in each and every one of us. And I just want to briefly review about Redeemer, meaning a person who redeems, to buy or to pay off, to buy back. And it was so phenomenal to see in the dictionary that Jesus Christ was emphasized as the Redeemer in the dictionary. So I was just excited and ecstatic about that because, you know, the world seems like it doesn't want to acknowledge Jesus Christ, but the Bible distinctly said that Jesus Christ was the Redeemer. And then you say, you may ask, okay, well, what are we being redeemed from? We're being redeemed from sickness. We're being redeemed from bondage. We're being redeemed from poverty. We're being redeemed from death. Yes, even death. Because I don't know about many of you, but we know that when we leave this earthly body, our spirits will continually to move on into the heavenly realms in the spiritual body. And we won't see death. Hallelujah. Praise God. But as I go on, I want to use an acronym for Redeemer. And let's take a look at what the greater that's available to each and every one of us as we walk this journey called life, okay? Redeemer, starting with R. As our Redeemer, he is our reviver. Jesus Christ is our reviver, which means he's breathing life, new life, into our souls, into our beings. And then it also means renewing our mind, our minds. God is notorious to revive us from an ordinary way of life. We serve an extraordinary God. Therefore, he anoints us to an extraordinary people. Praise the Lord. Yes, he does. And as an extraordinary people for him. Our faith walk exemplifies the fact that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, with that being said, we daily seek him. Daily, we meditate on his word. Daily, we allow others to see his glory in us. Not force ourselves to be seen, but allow the Holy Spirit to flow through us, and they'll see Jesus on the inside of us daily. In these methods, Jesus is reviving us spiritually, physically, and mentally. Yes, as we seek him, we pray before him, honoring him, worshiping him. And then also, E in Redeemer, he's our exchanger. Oh, glory to God. Jesus has exchanged all of our shortcomings with his precious blood and replaced them with his righteousness. He's also exchanged our sadness to become his joy. He's exchanged our weaknesses to become his strength, our hate to become his love. And then to put the icing on the cake, at the trumpet sound, those who have died in Christ will be raised to live forever. The corruptible must put on the incorruption. And this mortal body must put on immortality. And then I love it when he went on to say in 1 Corinthians where it says, "O death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory?" See, the exchange is solid. Our exchanger has made it possible that we won't have to see death. Yes, the body will go to the grave, but our spirit man, which is the real man, will go on to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. So let's go with D, deliverer. Psalms 56:13 says, "For you have rescued me from death. You have kept my feet from slipping." Delivered from bad relationships, brokenness, self-centeredness, and fear, just to name a few. This is what he has delivered us from. 2 Timothy 4:18 says, "Yes, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil attack and will bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom." God has been delivering us through all difficulty. Where sin abounded, he has brought in his grace. Where disease came in to steal our lives, God raised up a standard. Because of him being the great deliverer, God has been purifying us, strengthening us, equipping us with divine boldness by his almighty power, until we can say, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" You know, earlier I heard Minister Benitez broke out in a song and said, "No weapon formed against us shall prosper." Hallelujah. So God has made this available to each and every one of us. Yes, we'll go. He'll bring us to situations, to hindrances. But guess what? He'll bring us through. Hallelujah. So we can boldly say, "No weapon formed against us shall prosper." Let's go to the next E, eraser. He is our eraser. Isn't it wonderful that God mentioned, "I will put my laws in their hearts and minds, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more"? Wow. Yet, we in our earthly bodies, we can quickly remind others their shortcomings. So that's why he said, "Meditate on my word day and night." Because we'll go into that transformation stage to where the things that so easily besets us, we don't have to dwell on that, because the flesh is dying daily as we meditate on his word. Now, with this new covenant, God, he made the first covenant obsolete. Another essential thought we must remember is that God is love. So with that love, love is patient, it's kind, it's not jealous, it's not boastful, it's not proud, nor is it rude. Hello, can I say it again? We put on God's love, and that love is patient, it's kind, it's not jealous, it's not boastful, it's not proud, and it's not rude. It's not self-seeking, and yet it endures through every circumstance. Love covers a multitude of sins. This is the great eraser. God has provided that for us through Jesus Christ. The next E, edifier. Remember, you and I can firmly state the fact that God has called us his very own. He's called us friend. He edified us by making us heirs and joint heirs with Jesus. He distinctly told us that our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. He is the uplifter of our heads. Romans 14:19 says, "Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify another." So not only is he an edifier, but he makes us an edifier also. You see, we are heirs and joint heirs with him, right? So we start edifying each other. We start encouraging one another. We start letting them know you are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Yes, I can stand with you through any trial, any tribulation, and speak to the enemy and tell him, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper." Praise God. So things take place when the body of Christ come together and we edify one another. The next one is mediator. M for mediator. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, "There is one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus himself." We must stop people in their tracks when they mention that their good works will get them to heaven, because it's not happening. It is not happening like that. Jesus Christ is the only way. However, through him, your good works will not go unnoticed. The great news is that we are living stones that God is building into his spiritual temple. Can you visualize that? We are part of a spiritual temple. And then he called us that we are priests. We're a royal priest. We're a holy nation. Let's go to the next one. E for enlightener. Praise the Lord, we don't have to live in darkness anymore, because Ephesians 5 and 8 says, for once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light. I heard a minister mention the other day that the body of Christ has begun to blend with the world. Let's think about that. You see, in many circumstances, he says, we argue and complain about every little thing in a restaurant. Let's visualize being in a restaurant and the body of Christ, we being a part of the body of Christ, and we get into arguments and complain about every little thing. And then he says, even when we've been completely satisfied, we'll leave a $2 tip. And then even when we go shopping, we don't put the shopping carts back where they belong after unloading our groceries or whatever. These are just to name a few things. What are we doing different as the body of Christ where people can see Christ in us, in our everyday lives? When somebody's trying to cross the street, an old lady cross the street, do you take the time out to stop, get out of your car and say, let me help you cross? Do you need any help or anything like that? This simple little things like this that God will allow us to show his light through us, okay? And then he says, will anybody get to see Jesus through us? For the most part, God is allowing us to encounter the hindrances and the obstacles that we go through in order to see how we'll respond. He's waiting on us to respond, to realize that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Yes, I can go through this. Yes, I know Christ lives on the inside of me. Yes, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Luke 11:35 says, make sure that the light you think you have is not actually darkness. That's what Luke said in 11:35. You can read it yourself. I love the scripture, Isaiah 60:1, where it says, arise, Jerusalem, arise, let your light shine for all to see, for the glory of the Lord rises to shine on you. Let's go with the last R, restore. He restores our peace. He restores our health. He restores our joy. He restores our faith. He restores our prayer life. He restored Joseph to his promised place of leadership. He restored, and as he restored, and Lamentations 5:21 says, restore us, O Lord, and bring us back to you again. Give us back the joys we once had. He restored Job greater than what he was before. Psalms 51:12 says, restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. And the Bible tells us he restores our souls. In closing, we can be assured that our Redeemer has raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We can be assured that our Redeemer has made each of us more than conquerors. We can be assured that our Redeemer has anointed our heads with oil. Our cup runs over. Praise God. As we can be assured that our Redeemer has taken the fear and replaced it with his love. We can also be assured that he sanctified us in his truth, which is his word. TMC family, what is it that God wants us to know? Right in these earthly temples, God has brought forth a son with power, with manifestation, with grace, and then crowned already in the earth, crowned with his glory. The Redeemer prayed to the Father, the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I sort of shortchanged you last Friday with the lyrics of this song, Redeemer, by Nicole C. Mullins. So I need to share with you what those powerful words says. It did say, who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean, you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star? You see, I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. All of creation testifies. This life within me cries. I know my Redeemer lives. The very same God that spins things in orbit, runs to the weary, the worn, and the weak. And the same gentle hands that hold me when I'm broken, they conquer death, hallelujah, to bring the victory, to take away my sins. He let all creation testify, and let the life within each of us cry that we know, that we know, that we know our Redeemer lives. He took away the shame, and he lives forever, and we will always proclaim that the payment for my sin was washed by the blood of Jesus, because he is no longer in the grave. He is alive, and he is our Redeemer. TMC family, I love you. I appreciate each and every one of you, and I pray that God has shown you that your Redeemer lives in your everyday lives. Back to you, Minister Wanda.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Brenda, all for that powerful word, redeem. Yes, we've been redeemed from poverty, sickness, and death. He lives, and we will say so. God bless you, and I will call you back to give us the benediction. Now, TMC family, hello? I'm sorry, hello? Are you there?
Yeah, we can hear you.
We can hear you. Go on, you can go on and pray.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just love you, we bless you, we praise you, we magnify you, and we glorify you. Thank you so much for your word, Lord God. Thank you for redeeming us, Father God. Thank you for Minister Brenda bringing your word. Thank you, Father God, for Pastor V, Lord. Thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord God. Thank you so much for all my sisters and my brothers, Lord God. Lord, we love you, we bless you, and we praise you in the name of Jesus. Have your way today, Lord God, and we will forever give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Now, each and every person that have joined us today, whoever invited you to the call, please contact them after the call is over. And would you please join us, because I know you would love to hear the message again. And you may hear the message dialing 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. And the PIN code is 957-677-pound. And you may also join us after this call. You may join the morning motivational call, and that number is 641-715-3865, the PIN 539-598, again, 641-715-3865, 539-598 PIN. Thank you so much for joining us, and we hope you will join us again. May God continue to bless you all richly. Go and have a blessed day. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Yes, praise God, and thank you again, Minister Wanda, and thank you so much, Minister Willa. And I want to share real briefly that the call coming up on a new motivational call is going to be on detox, so you want to hear that, detox. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you and we glorify you that you are our Redeemer. We so appreciate you, Lord God, for washing us with the blood of Jesus and restoring us to your
joy, to your peace, to your love. And we thank you, Father God, that each individual on this call will continue to manifest your glory, Lord, in such a way, Father, that you will shine through each and every one of them. We thank you, Father God, that you're using us as your vessels to glorify you, Father, in all that we do. We thank you, Father, for this call. We thank you for the people on this call. Bless the families and bless all that are concerned. In the matchless name of Jesus, we say amen, amen. Have a wonderful day. We love each and every one of you. Bye-bye.